This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
This is my fault. I got to take full responsibility, Rob, for the first 30 seconds of the show. I accidentally grabbed Scott Park's headphones. I didn't mean to grab Scott Park's headphones, so I got to take full responsibility for that. Being off that one day, Rob, has thrown me off my game. I'm not on my normal sharpness that I'm normally with today, and I apologize to you guys. Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Rob, let me ask you a question. I want to know if you missed me for the last couple of days. It's been a while since I've seen you. I want to know if you missed me, Rob.
I mean, it's good to have you back. There was a nice little break, some time at the pool, some golf, some R&R. But yeah, it's good to have you back across the glass from me.
So we have a lot to get into in today's show. We're going to start with the stadium for just a little bit. When I got back, Rob looked at me and was like, Carrington, we got to give you an update on the stadium. And I'm like, what happened this time? Mark Donovan talked about the stadium. I was like, all right, I guess we'll play it. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. But before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. It'd be great if you could tell two friends, but you know what? I'm not going to be that picky about it. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. So the Chiefs continue to give statements about this without really saying anything in relation to the stadium. So we now know that they have a deadline in Kansas. I use deadline in air quotes of the end of the year. They can always push that deadline back. Kind of like they did the last time. At first, they were saying it was a hard deadline. It wasn't a hard deadline. Now they have a new hard deadline that is 6 months later than the one they told me before. So that's point number one. So the Chiefs are still going over their options. Are they going to build a new stadium in Kansas, or are they going to stay on the Missouri side? Well, now we have a little bit more clarity. So the state of Missouri is not going to give any more funding. I never thought they were going to. They just approved 50% of the stadium. If they were going to approve 60 or 70, they would have done that already. So I think the other part of the money is either going to come from county money, local city money, or it's going to come from the team themselves. So that's one part of this equation. Mark Donovan was also asked that, hey, if you guys choose to stay in Jackson County, if you want to stay on this side of state line, when would a vote happen? He said the vote would happen in April. He was also asked a very good question. What happened if the vote fails in April? Here's what Mark Donovan said.
I know Luke said last one, but let's say you go renovation and you can't get a timeline to get on the ballot in November and you do it in April and it doesn't pass. Then what?
Yeah, that'd be a tough situation for everybody involved.
So that was Mark Donovan as he met with the media to tell us what happens if the April vote fails. I mean, they can't come out and say it as straightforward as anything, but I think the answer is very, very obvious. If the Chiefs say that they are going to stay in Jackson County and they need a vote and a tax to pass to make that possible in April, and if that vote fails, there's no more conversations to have. They're building a new stadium in Kansas. The people on the Missouri side, the people on the Jackson County side have told you, we're fine with you going over there. There really ain't that much to talk about if this is what the Chiefs decide to do. If the Chiefs tell the people where Arrowhead currently is, hey, we're not going to take all of this money, all of this land to build a completely brand new stadium. We think this is Lambeau Field. We want to build a shiny, where we want to put a fresh coat of paint. After I've been seeing for the last 5 years, it's save Arrowhead, save Kauffman Stadium. We don't want you to move. Why do you have to move downtown? We love our stadiums the way that it is. If we ask you to chip in and now you don't want to chip in, there's nothing else to talk about. They're moving, if that's the case. Here is Ty Masterson. Are we calling him friend of the show? Is Ty Masterson friend of the show?
I mean, he will probably be on the show again, so yes, we can preemptively call him friend of the show.
Yeah, I don't know if we can call that yet. I'm not willing to change the rules for a Ty Masterson. We might change it to a Pat McAfee that was one and done on the show. I don't know if we can call Pat Masterson, or Ty Masterson, excuse me. I don't know if we can call him official friend of the show yet. He was asked the question, what happens if there is a vote on the Missouri side and it fails? What does that mean for Kansas? Here's his answer.
I think that ship's going to sail, right? Because it's complex to put something together like what we did. You know, when you have 165 people trying to make a decision, it gets pretty complicated. So I think what you have with Kansas is best deals on the table, take it or leave it.
Okay, so if this thing does fail in Missouri, that means the Chiefs could potentially be open for the world, you know?
Oh, I know. No, that's what I'm hoping, that because I think it's best for the teams to stay in the market, right? These guys are business guys. I mean, so – yeah, I hope that's enough incentive for them to, you know, to get on the ball. Let's go.
So that was Ty Masterson earlier today. He was on Fesco in the Morning talking about what would happen if a vote fails in Missouri regarding a renovation to Arrowhead. We still have a long way to go in this process. I don't think we're going to have any clarity on this, at least this summer. I think if there was clarity to be had, we would have already had it on this topic. I don't think we're getting any clarity. I know they said, oh, we're close to figuring this thing out. No, they're not. The only way I think we could get clarity on this, Robin, tell me if you think I'm off. I think there is a chance that the Chiefs just make the announcement at training camp. But I don't think the Chiefs are making an announcement on their stadium during the NFL season. I don't think that's happening. I think the Chiefs either make their announcement between now and preseason game number one, or I don't think they're making an announcement until 2026. I know what Kansas told you. Oh, we got a deadline for real this time. I don't believe you. I don't see a scenario in which the Chiefs during the season are going to tension away from their football team and place it on what their future plans are when you've had this much time. So I think there's maybe two doors to go through. One is we do get an answer here in the next 30, 45 days or so. The Chiefs, before the season, just make an announcement and we move forward from there. Or I think we got another 6 months or longer of having this conversation. I do think that is a possibility. Would you agree with that? Do you think that is a chance that those things happen?
I think there's a chance, but I don't want to say fall out of my chair shocked. But this process is taking a lot of time. And maybe it's wrong by me because I assumed it'd be a more expedited process, but it hasn't been. But I would be shocked if between now and the start of the NFL season, we have clarity on the Chiefs. I think the Royals, we might have clarity by October because they want new no matter where the new is. And you got to start breaking ground and doing all those sorts of maneuverings and things. But at this point, I feel like the Royals news is coming first. So I don't think the Chiefs news is coming for a year, maybe.
Yesterday, I was watching the Royals game. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game, but I probably watched, I don't know, like 4 or 5 innings yesterday. I was kind of busy yesterday. Eventually, I'll be able to tell you guys why I was busy yesterday and why I wasn't here. But, so I'm watching the Royals game yesterday, and I was sitting there thinking this. I know that it's been kind of frustrating in Kansas City the last, I don't know, 3, 4 weeks or so. Certainly know that that's the case. It could always be worse. The Royals could be the Pirates. That is a bad baseball team. I don't say that to take away from the Royals' win yesterday or diminish their win yesterday. I'm simply saying that as a point of an observation and watching the Pirates play. The Pirates for the 4th of July weekend didn't score. I mean, on Friday night, they didn't score. On Saturday night, they didn't score. They woke up on Sunday and then decided, you know what? I'll actually take some more of that, and then didn't score at all on Sunday. They then came into Kansas City and day one got beat around. I'm not happy with the way the Royals season has gone. I imagine you are also not happy with the way the Royals season has gone. I'm simply telling you this to say it could always be worse. You could be the Pirates. The Pirates have the best pitcher in baseball. If they were doing a draft right now, Paul Skenes probably goes in the top 5. I mean, he's one of the best players in baseball. They're already talking about trading him in year 2 because their team is so bad. He has a sub-2 ERA but has a losing record as a starting pitcher. He has only won 1 of his last 13 starts. He has been amazing. They're bad. Rob, you remember that meme of that guy, I don't know if it was real or fake or whatever it was, but there was a meme of a person who had a Bugatti, but they were parked in like a trailer home down in Miami. That's what Paul Skenes is. That's what the Pirates are. They have the newest 2026 Lamborghini Corvette. They got a beautiful sports car. They live in a one-way. It's bad. It's real. The Pirates are a bad baseball team. I didn't watch every pitch of yesterday's game. I didn't watch it from start to finish, but I'm telling you, I saw more than enough yesterday to come away with thinking they're an awful, awful baseball team. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews will join us on the show. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. We got some breaking news. The Royals announced today that they have selected the contract of infielder slash outfielder Cam Devaney. They are also sending Mark Canha to be on the 10-day injured list due to an elbow injury. I wonder what that means for him as we get closer to the trade deadline. He certainly seems like a player that could be available to be a fourth, fifth outfielder for a team. So Mark Canha, he has been placed on the 10-day injured list. But the real story is, in order to open up a 40-man spot, the Royals send left-hander Cole Ragans. He has been transferred to the 60-day IL. They are not saying it. They are shutting Cole Ragans down for the rest of the season. There really is no other way to kind of look at it. You got a sense that something was wrong with Cole Ragans in his last hand bit of starts. They then had him make one more start. It was obvious that he was not 100%. They then dialed it back. They put him on the IL. It was supposed to be 10 days. They kind of push it. Now he's on the 60-day IL. I don't really see a scenario in which, 45 days from now, 40 days from now, there is a reason to put Cole Ragans back out there. Cole Ragans is done for the rest of the season. It's over for this year. Now, I don't think that that's a bad thing. We're talking about a guy who has a history of elbow issues. He has had two Tommy John surgeries in his career. A guy who is now having a significant shoulder injury. It makes sense to me to shut it down for the rest of the year with Cole Ragans. The Royals are not playing for anything for the rest of the season. Now, I'm not saying the Royals need to pack it in and give up on the rest of the year, but let's not also be silly for the remainder of 2025. This is a 78-win baseball team, a 77-win baseball team. It's certainly better than what they've been in years past, not good enough to make the postseason. Next year, you can move forward with a healthy Cole Ragans, a healthy Chris Bubich, and Noah Cameron, and that's your 1-2-3. You got a great foundation. Then, depending on what you do with Seth Lugo, you can use that to go flip an outfield bat. You got free agency to go out and spend some money to go find yourself a bat. Cole Ragans being shut down for the rest of the season and being rested up and fully healthy for the start of next year is not the worst thing that could happen to the Royals. I thought this was a possibility when it happened. We're talking about a guy who is one of the five most important assets that you have in your organization. If you are talking about kind of pushing past where the Royals have been the last couple of years, they were a wild card team last year. This year, they were a fringe wild card team. Looks like they're going to miss the postseason. If you're talking about breaking through, you're talking about doing it with Cole Ragans as either your number one or number two. And with how frat can be, shoulders can be, arms can be, the last thing you can afford to do is damage anything with Cole Ragans from a long-term perspective. This is the right way to handle it. The Royals have moved Cole Ragans to the 60-day IL. Rob, I'm not really sure if the Royals had a choice.
I mean, it feels like this is the right move, and I feel like you're right. In 45 days, that's what, ballpark, let's just say end of August, there's absolutely no reason. We anticipate there'll be no reason to rev him back up and get him back on the roster and bring him back up. So ice him down, have him ready for 2026. And now, I think this is, we talked about this yesterday when you were gone with Bink. Bink believes the idea of trading Seth Lugo would be a white flag on the season. I think you kind of have to trade Seth Lugo now. I think it's pretty clear. If you're not going to have who on paper is your best pitcher, and that is Cole Ragans, if you're not having him for the rest of the 2025 season, you probably aren't achieving your dreams in the 2025 season. So start trading, you know, one-year rental assets you have, Seth Lugo, John Schreiber, those types of players, and bulk up the roster and be ready for 2026. That doesn't mean you bottom out and lose 100 games, but it's time to keep an eye on the future more than the now if your best pitcher is not going to be available in the now.
I also don't care about waving the white flag for the 2025 season. Now, no one wants to hear that their team has given up, right? We still got a long way to go. I mean, they're still charging you full price. They're still charging for parking out there. They're still charging for beer and peanuts. So I certainly get why no fan would want to hear that. But it's time to be realistic. And this is where you and I think, agree that we have expanded the postseason so much that people and fans find such value in being the 14th best team in Major League Baseball. Now, again, I'm not saying that I want the Royals to tank, but if you are the Royals and you can potentially build a foundation of something real and something lasting in 2026, you owe it to yourself. Seth Lugo is 35 years old. He will be 36 years old. And if anything, what the Cole Reagans injury should show you is things can change real quick. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about Cole Reagans as being one of the five best left-handers in the American League. Now he essentially has had a lost year in his prime. Things can turn real quick for Seth Lugo. So let's say that you want to be valiant. You want to be brave and go for it if you're the Royals. Well, what if something happens in September and maybe you were thinking about making that trade in the offseason? Well, now he picks up his player option. You're locked in for Seth Lugo when you could have got something that can help you. The Royals are not going anywhere this year. That doesn't mean you have to give up, but the Royals are not. They're not making a deep run. They're not any of those things. We watched 90-something Royals games. I think we know that about this team. The best thing for the Royals to do is what you said. Take your most valuable assets and ones that you think can help you build something for 2026 and move in that direction. And if Seth Lugo can get you an outfield bat that can solve some of your biggest problems is rounding out 6 through 9 in your lineup. It is a problem every single day. Every night this season, 6 through 9 in some capacity has been a problem for the Kansas City Royals. And it's hard to do that when you don't trust half your lineup to drive in runs or get on base or be consistent run producers. And that's been their biggest issue. So if you think that Seth Lugo can help you accomplish that for in the future, you owe it to your organization to move on from Seth Lugo and start to think not just about now, but ahead of.
I also think, and I don't believe it's a white flag. That was Bink yesterday. I also think, and I point to last year's Tigers a lot, just because you move a Seth Lugo does not mean you're quitting on 2025. Magic can still happen. In 2014, this was a 500 team. They got hot. It's on the text line. Why are you guys being mean to the Royals? They get hot. They're on a good run. They could be back in the playoff hunt. You can do both. You can move Seth Lugo and make 2026 look better on paper and then still get hot. There is no shame in, hey, you played better in the second half. You finished 82-80 or 83-79. You missed the playoffs, but you move Seth Lugo and now you get a top prospect or a starting right fielder or a starting left fielder. Like, I feel like too often in baseball, we look at buyers and sellers as, you know, winning or losing. There is a middle ground. You can sell a Seth Lugo, improve the future roster, and still have a roster right now with Noah Cameron, Chris Bubich, Michael Wacha as a three starters and an offense that looks like it might be getting hot at the right time. You can still be competitive. I think you can do both, but I think Seth Lugo has to be moved as part of the future and then let the chips fall where they may from there to the end of the season. But Seth Lugo can't be a September 9th starter because there's a chance the season is lost.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, so to read the text that you were replying to, Carrington, I'm tired of your Royal slander. Do you realize it takes one good run that they currently could be on to be back in the race? Who's to say that this team doesn't have it? We have it. They constantly win. You're gaslighting fans into thinking the season is over. I don't have to gaslight you into anything. We've seen the Royals play over 90 games this season. We've seen them play over 90 games. They're under 500. Heading into the All-Star break, they will likely be under 500. I guess they could just continue to stay hot. They're 5 games out of the third wild card race. It's not about being positive at this point. It's about being realistic with where they are. So, hey, if you think the Royals got one more run in them and they can go for it, sure. They're completely eliminated in the division. They're 14 games back in the division. They're not winning the division. There are currently 4 teams ahead of them for the final wild card spot. So it's not just about catching up with one team. You got to be better than 4 teams the rest of the way. I just don't trust the Royals to do that. And what I think the worst thing for the Royals to do is sit around on their hands hoping that they have this one great run that could maybe get them into the postseason this year and set themselves up in 2026 where they could win the division. The Royals could win the division in 2026. they will likely have the starting pitching to do so next year. You get more at-bats for Jack Caglione. Vinny Pasquantino has really come on the last 30 days or so. You have one of the five best baseball players in the world in Bobby Witt Jr. If the Royals spend a little bit of money to go help out the rest of their outfield and shore up the rest of their lineup, the Royals could be a 90-win team next year. They're just not that now. So, no, I'm not going to pretend, oh, man, hey, all it takes is one good run. They ain't got it. I don't think this team has it. I don't think they have enough offensively to be consistent enough to go on that run. The Royals have had one hot streak all season. It was a great streak in May. They had a good hot streak. Schedule broke the right way. The Royals haven't shown me they can beat good teams. And in order to catch these teams in the wild card, you're behind Texas, Los Angeles, Boston, Seattle. In order to do that, you got to consistently beat good teams. And I just don't believe the Royals can.
I point to this a lot. I know, let's take what happened at the end of the season out of the equation for the Tigers last year. The Tigers were 52-55. I wasn't listening to sports talk in Detroit last year for the Tigers. When they were 52-55, I would imagine radio broadcasters in Detroit sounded like me and you. You know what they did? They traded their top starting pitcher, or I guess their second best starting pitcher in Jack Flaherty. They traded their best bullpen arm. And look where the Tigers are now. I'm not saying it's just because of those two moves, but they set themselves up for 2025 by making the hard decisions in 2024. And the Tigers got the best of both worlds. They got super hot, and they were able to make the playoffs and then be set up for the future. And maybe that happens to the Royals, but being set up to win the division in the future is a better spot than chewing on your fingernails to be a team that has to go to New York in the division series and get beat again. That's just not a great – that's not a cycle I want to be on as a Royals fan.
Text line 913-586-7965. See out there, five games out of the playoffs. That isn't much. That's just two series that they need to sweep. I mean, just a week ago, the Royals won one game in the entire one home game in the month of June. I'm sorry. They've just been in this place enough to me that I just can't play this. They're one run a game out of it. I feel like we've been doing that all season. I can't do it. If you guys can do it, fine. I'm not here to tell you how to feel about the Royals, but I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the Royals had an entire homestand in which they didn't win a game, and they won one game on an entire homestand. They're now back. They went against the Pirates, and now they're five games. I'm not there. I can't do it. I'm not on this roller coaster with the Royals. That was a May and June thing for me. It is almost the middle of July. I can't do that anymore when it comes to them. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Diddy Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals. There is one thing I am sad about with the Royals. I'm sad that we won't get a chance to see Paul Skenes this week. I was looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, there are nine guys who don't feel that way, but I think a lot of people, spectators and just curiosity, would want you to sit down and enjoy watching him pitch. Now, they're usually allowing him no longer than six innings, six or seven, depending on the number of pitches, and they're protecting him. And so you wouldn't see him quite likely pitch a complete game, but he is a force. He's a terrific pitcher. And, yeah, it's a shame the people that came to the game last night, and he was scheduled to pitch last night, didn't get a chance to see him. But like I said, there are nine guys that are not too unhappy that he didn't pitch.
Denny, when you look at the start to his career, it feels a lot like Zach Greinke the year that he won the Cy Young with the Royals. I mean, he has a 1.94 ERA this season, but is 4-7 on the year. He has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been a while since we've seen a pitcher get off to this kind of start in his career, but the run support hasn't been there, and he just hasn't had the backing from his team.
Yeah, I wonder how he's won four games with that lineup that they have. Now, their defense is pretty good, but my gosh, they just don't have anybody in their lineup that you are fearful of. And we talked about it on the broadcast last night. The Royals have guys that you think, boy, we better pitch around them or be careful with them because they can really be dangerous and hurt you. But you look up and down the Pittsburgh lineup, and they just don't have those impact power hitters and just really good hitters. I don't care if a guy is a singles-type hitter, move the ball around, move runners, but they don't have that. They just it's a shame for Skenes and their starting pitching and their bullpen because the pitching for the Pirates and the defense has been pretty good, but they just don't have much offensively.
I got a chance to watch the game yesterday, and one of the thoughts that kind of came to my mind is, I know the Royals are struggling, but they're definitely better than that team. I just look at a lot of the metrics, and the Royals are just a better team than the Pirates, and I understand you can't look at baseball like football and must win, but with this team trying to get back to 500, you can't afford to lose a home series, especially when you got Cameron Lugo and Bubic. You cannot afford to lose a series at home to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, it'd be very disappointing if that eventuated, but now they've taken one step toward winning the series, and if they just win one of the next two, that's fine, and you don't lose the series. But, yeah, I'm with you. If you don't sweep, why, it's a little bit of a disappointment. But, again, they're a major league team with pretty good pitching and a decent bullpen, so you've got to be on your game to beat them.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, let's talk about a couple of the All-Stars. Bobby Witt Jr. is heading back to the All-Star game. We'll also talk about Chris Bubic. Let's start with Witt. He's the superstar here. He has gotten off to a phenomenal start in his career. We're talking about a guy that could be a double-digit All-Star. We're talking about a guy who has a chance to win an American League MVP at some point in his career. We're talking about a guy who was building the foundation for one of the best careers, certainly of modern Royals history.
Yeah, what's the ceiling? And that's why it's intriguing to watch him continue to improve and develop. He must avoid injury, and obviously any player who has his sights on a long, long big league career has to avoid those nagging injuries and serious injuries, which can really set you back. But, yeah, he's just off to a great start, and who knows how many All-Star games he's going to be in. But he's got all the tools. He works hard. He's got a great attitude. He's a great person, a lot of greats in there, and I'm talking about G-R-E-A-T. He's a terrific young guy.
Yeah, I was looking at this because yesterday Manny Machado got his 2,000th hit, and just how difficult it's going to be for guys moving forward to get to 3,000, like the number of guys that are going to do it, just because guys' batting averages is not like, you know, earlier periods in baseball. Bobby, it's obviously very early on in his career, and you mentioned he has to stay healthy, has to avoid injury. If Bobby can continue to do this for a 14-15-year career, he's going to have a good of a chance of any current player of eventually getting to 3,000 hits.
I can't debate that point with you. I think you're right on it. And with all the tools that he has, he can hit for power. He can go to the opposite field. If you need just a single, a double, he can produce that. He's just an all-around great player. I've said many times, if you wanted to invent the perfect baseball player, just take Bobby Witt's tools, never mind the way he processes the game, never mind his baseball IQ, never mind how hard he works, just the physical gifts that he has, you're on your way to the perfect baseball player.
I think about a lot of times, Denny, coming up, and I'm sure you've heard this about the Royals' struggle in developing their own starting pitching. They certainly have had kind of one-off starting pitching. That has kind of been a knock for them as an organization. You take a look at Chris Bubic, a player that was drafted by them, the 40th overall pick, who has developed into an all-star and is really coming into his own at the prime of his career. This is a real win for J.J. Piccolo, a real win for his staff, and the entire front office and coaching staff developing this guy into an all-star.
Mm-hmm. And I've said many times, Carrington, that every player, position or pitcher, every baseball player has his timetable with regard to when he reaches his peak. Some guys, it happens right away. For instance, Bobby Witt, it happened very quickly. Mike Trout, he was a great player from the moment he played his first game. But those are the exceptions. And everybody else, sometimes it takes a half a baseball season. Sometimes it takes two full seasons before they begin to get the idea and know what they can and can't do. Every player has his own timetable, and you can't guess on it when you sign them and put them in the minor leagues and say, well, in 2.5 years he's going to be a big leaguer. You don't know. It's just one of those things. It's a guessing game, and you hope that they develop quickly, but it doesn't always happen that way.
What have you seen from him in terms of his development that has kind of gotten him to this point? Because I think of, you know, there have been so many different pitchers that Royals fans have kind of thrown out there as who they thought was going to be next. Like Asa Lacy is a name that kind of comes to mind. Royals fans were really excited. I don't really remember there being a lot of conversation about Bubic. And this year, kind of looking ahead with Reagans and Noah Cameron and Chris Bubic, even if something happens to Lugo at the trade deadline, you feel really good about this rotation for the next few years or so.
Yeah, with Bubic, I see confidence and command, which are different. His confidence is skyrocketed. His command has been very good. And It takes a while. He's figured out what he is. He's figured out what kind of a pitcher he is. He's figured out what his stuff can do for him. He's figured out what the hitters are trying to do to him. And that's a lot of figuring out, but he's managed that, and I think it's come to fruition now. He's really had a fine season. He's a force when he's on the mound.
Denny, how does it feel for an old-school baseball guy like yourself to see the Royals playing the Pirates and the Mets in the middle of the season? You know, it was a big deal. I remember whenever interleague play happened, you would get really excited. It would give you a chance to see the Cubs or the Cardinals or see Barry Bonds come to town. But now the fact that there is really no American League and National League, both leagues have the DH, they play each other throughout the course of the season. What is it like to see baseball evolve in that way?
Well, I enjoy seeing all the National League teams come into town every other year, and I think it's a good thing. And I grew up a National League fan right in the central part of Illinois, so I was National League all the way. So I was always excited to see a National League team, whether we went to a National League ballpark or one of the National League teams came in to play the Royals at Kauffman. And, yeah, I think it's good for the fans, and you do get to see the really good players in the other league. And some people will say, well, we got tired of seeing Detroit and Cleveland 19 or 20 times a year, and there's something to that, too. So, yeah, I'd say thumbs up on interleague play. And you're right about National and American League. I don't think there's any difference now. There isn't. There really isn't a National and American League. It's just Major League Baseball. And so that's how it's evolved.
Last thing here, Denny, and we appreciate your time. I looked this up because I was curious because Mikel Garcia is hitting 300. There's only 9 players right now in baseball that are hitting 300. So I was curious. If you go back 20 years, there are 48 players that hit at least 300 over the course of the season. We have seen the game really change and evolve in such a way. I don't want to say that guys hitting 300 is dead, but it certainly looks like it is on life support in some way. What is it like to see the game really change where batting average is not nearly as important as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, things evolve, as you said. Go back to 1968, the year of the pitcher, when I think one guy, Kari Yastrzemski, hit 300, 301. It was the year of the pitcher, and then they did all those things to help the offense and kind of hurt the pitching. They lowered the mound and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a constant change, constant evolution. As my dad told me a long time ago, and I've quoted him 100,000 times, life is nothing more than a series of adjustments. And so things evolve, things change, nothing stays the same. And so we go.
That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show today, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny, we are coming up on the All-Star break next week. We'll kind of take a look back on the first half of the season for the Royals. Denny, we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Look forward to it. See you, Carrington.
Absolutely. I want to read some of these texts. 913-586-7965. C-Dot, you have become the Royals' biggest hater. Someone else replied and said, C-Dot, do you ever smile or are you happy ever? Well, I certainly smile. I'm certainly happy. I don't think I'm the Royals' biggest hater. Maybe I just don't ride the roller coaster of emotion with the Royals that you guys do, so I don't catch myself in these situations. I also really push back on the notion of being a hater. Like, if your friend runs a 5.640 and your friend's like, hey, am I fast? And you tell him, no, you're not. I don't think you're hating. I think you're being obvious. I think you're being honest with your friend. The Royals are tied last for runs. They're 29th in home runs. They're last in walks. They're under 500. They won one home game in the month of June. I don't think telling them, hey, I don't know if you're making the postseason. I don't think that's hating on them. I think that's about being realistic. And I think the worst thing that we can do to the Royals as they get close to the deadline where they have certain pieces that, yes, might make the rest of 2025 uncomfortable, but could really help the Royals in 26 when they can make the postseason. They can be a team that makes a run. I think the worst thing the Royals can do is convince themselves they are something that they are not. And the Royals have not shown us that they are a consistent baseball team. And in order to make the postseason, that's what they need to be. They have to be a consistent baseball team. And they just haven't shown me that. So if we are saying that trading Seth Lugo is waving the white flag, then I'm ready to wave the white flag. I still think you can be competitive. I still think the Royals can win 77, 78 games. I still think they can be one of those teams. But if you are trying to go for it to be the third wild card team and that involves being Seth, keeping Seth Lugo, I think the Royals are making a mistake if that's how they end up playing this thing. And I think that Seth Lugo, the benefit that you can get of potentially going forward in 2025, I think there is a much greater reward in winning the Seth Lugo trade and how that can help you in 26 and 27. We're talking about a quality starting pitching that just about any team could add at a pretty reasonable price for the rest of the season, and what that could get you back in a return. I think that's too valuable of something to try to go for it to be the third wild card team and potentially play the Yankees in the first round of the postseason. We can keep this conversation going. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you guys missed the breaking news, Cole Ragans is on the 60-day IL. Cole Ragans is likely done for the rest of the season. The text line is saying that I'm being hard on the Royals. I want to read this. C-Dot, I agree with you 100%, but I think if you were the Royals general manager and you were signaling that you were looking ahead to next year, then you'd probably be fired. Owners want results now, even if the chances are slim. I'd trade Lugo and get what you can. Wait, you're telling me that we think that J.J. Piccolo would be fired for this when, I mean, it wasn't 2 weeks ago that everybody wanted the hitting coach fired and he's still employed. The Royals are dead last in almost every meaningful offensive category, and Alex Zumwalt is still unemployed, still cashing checks. I don't think that that's John Sherman's MO. I think you could very easily sell it if you're J.J. Piccolo on why trading Lugo in a couple of weeks is the best possible option. I don't think that Seth Lugo is going to be on the team next year. Seth Lugo is up for a $15 million player option next year. Now, I'm sure that most people would opt in to $15 million guaranteed. But if Seth Lugo gets traded, goes to a contender, and pitches well the rest of the season, he will get much more than $15 million guaranteed at the end of this season. So I don't think that Seth Lugo's opting in. We're talking about two more months of Seth Lugo. We're talking about how many starts would that be, Rob? 8 to 10? Somewhere in that range? Yeah, it's not worth it at that point. The juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore with Seth Lugo if that's what we're discussing. It is negligent for Seth Lugo to be on this team past the deadline. If you especially, which what I would guess, you got a real bidding war and you got three or four contending teams who need a second or a third starter for the postseason and are trying to go get Seth Lugo and you're keeping him so you could maybe be the third wildcard team, that's worse to me than waving the white flag when it comes to Lugo. And again, we're still talking about a team that's got Michael Lorenzen, that still has Chris Bubich, who's going to be in the All-Star game, that still has Noah Cameron. It's not like you not are still going to have a decent rotation that you can be competitive day in, day out.
I also think for the idea that they got to keep Lugo, I don't support that idea, but the idea of people saying that, not only is he turning down that $15 million at the end of the year, I looked this up, there's a pitcher, Nathan Eovaldi. Last year, he was 35 years old. Nathan Eovaldi signed with the Texas Rangers. He got a 3-year, $76 million deal. Seth Lugo is probably, and his agent, are circling that contract. I'm going to be 35. I'm going to be a free agent. Let's try to get a 3-year, $76 million contract. Do you know who I believe is not getting out that deal? The Royals. So at the end of this year, Seth Lugo is going to get, I'll ballpark it at 3 for $76. I'll call it the Nathan Eovaldi deal. He's going to get it from someone. That someone is not Kansas City. So if you just have him pitch, maybe make the playoffs, most likely not make the playoffs, and then he turns down the option, he gets too expensive for you, that's bad general managing. And I would say that is more reason to be fired than trading Seth Lugo. So I think if I'm J.J. Piccolo and I go to John Sherman and say, hey, we ain't affording this 3 for $76 in 3 months, let's trade him and get two cost control assets, I would imagine my owner and every owner in America would be like, good, that's a smart business decision, not a fireable offense.
What's that song? Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. That seems like what we are now discussing with the Royals at where we are at this portion of the season. You got to know when to walk away. And you still got time to make this decision. I don't think the Royals need to make this decision today with Seth Lugo. Play it out through the All-Star break. See where you are at the All-Star break. And once we get on the other side, man, we're 2 weeks away from the deadline. Where are we at in relation to the wild card? How many games back are we? Are we over 500? There's like certain questions that I would need to have answered before you are, hey, we're keeping them. This is the direction that we're going to go for. And if that's going to be the case, then if the Royals are keeping Seth Lugo, I much rather than make a move and actually try to go for it. Because I don't think the Royals currently have enough on their roster to make the postseason. I don't think this team has enough to win 87 games. Not the way that they are, not with their offense. I don't think they have enough. So we're just saying that we're keeping Lugo and we're going to let the offense continue to be what it's been for the rest of the year. I just don't think that that's a team that can win the right amount of games that I think could get you to this point. Rob, I am curious to get your thoughts and opinion on this. As yesterday, we saw the early release of the new college football game, College Football 26. Rob, you don't seem nearly as excited about this one as the last one. Now, I get it. Last year was the first time in over a decade that we had had the college football video game. But you're not even talking about getting it on the first day that it's technically released. You sound cool on this. I think there's something deeper. Because you enjoyed the game last year. We played plenty of games. I think KU's disappointing end, I think it's thrown a water on your excitement for the college football season. Last year, oh, you were hopeful. KU was going to be good. You were talking about, you placed a bet on them making the college football playoff. Now you're looking at them as what, being a 6-7 win team. You're not excited about the video game anymore. I think you're projecting, my friend. That's what I really think. I think you are projecting that now reality is set in, that you cheer for an average college football team, just a 6-7 win, Liberty Bowl, Independence Bowl. You cheer for one of those kind of teams. I think that that reality is set in, and that's why you're not excited about the video game anymore.
So first and foremost, I would say I think I'm like most people. Last year, we were excited for the video game because it had been a decade plus since we were allowed to play that game. And now we're getting real player names. It was new. It was exciting. And now it's like Madden. It's going to be cool. I'm going to buy it. I don't need to buy it in July. I can buy it in August. I can buy it. As long as I get it before August 23rd, I'm good. I feel like most people feel that way. Secondarily, I was doing some research this morning, looking at some stuff for college football season, and I noticed Mizzou and Kansas have the exact same over-under in Vegas this year. So you talk about projecting about, oh, just being a regular 6-7 win bowl team. It seems like Vegas thinks the same way about your school that they think about my school. Kansas, a 7-win team. Missouri, a 7-win team, according to your local over-unders, depending on where you get your number and your book.
Okay, well, I'm here to tell you that Missouri won 10 games last year and won their bowl game. Missouri won 11 games the year before and won their bowl game. If their over-under is the same as Kansas, I'll take the over then. I'll take the over. I feel pretty good about their over. I feel great, in fact, about their over. I think Missouri maybe has more talent this year than they had last year. Now, they have a bigger question mark at quarterback this year. Yeah, a massive question. But it's also not like Brady Cook was lighting the world on fire last season. They certainly had their problems last year. I think Missouri might be more talented this year than last year. Now, I'm with you. I don't have the same excitement. Last year, I looked at Missouri as a possible playoff team. We'll see if they could be that this year. We'll kind of see how it comes together. I don't think Missouri's going to be ranked preseason at all the way that they were last year. If they are, they're probably 21-25. They'll probably be on the others receiving votes. But if you're telling me which program is more likely to hit their over or under Kansas or Missouri, it's no question in my mind it's Missouri for this upcoming season.
I actually think the safest bet is K-State, and they're at 8.5 of all three local schools. Like, I could see Kansas and Missouri maybe pushing if things go wrong. Like, I could see Kansas going the under. I feel like K-State's, if you're headed to FanDuel, I feel like the safest bet is over the Cats 8.5 if you're actually trying to win and make some money. They feel like you know how KU and Missouri had that energy and excitement last year? And obviously they didn't leave up to expectations. All Missouri said a good season. K-State fans should have that level of excitement for this year's K-State team. This feels like that playoff team for the Cats.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier. We'll get his thoughts on Cole Reagans, who has been placed on the 60-day IL. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.